Hello, everybody. Welcome to Morning English. This is Blair.
Hey, guys. This is Leona. Nice to see you all.
欢迎我们的新老师 Leona.
Hello, 大家好。
那今天节目开始之前呢，依然是先说一个小福利啊。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
这些奖品呢都是我们的老师为大家精心挑选的，非常适合学习英语的学习材料，而且啊你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志或者用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
哎，是怎么了刘娜？今天看起来垂头丧气的。
我真的是要被自己给气死了呀、
啊、
Cause I made a stupid mistake. I should have been in Shanghai now, but I overslept and missed the train. 哎呀，要被自己蠢哭了。
What a pity. 心疼你一秒钟啊。有些时候就是会犯迷惑。You know, I like coffee, and one day I added the salt into it because I thought it was sugar.
哎呦。那真是谢谢你了，我受伤的心灵啊得到了一丝丝的慰藉。不如我们痛定思痛，了解一下这些蠢蠢的行为或者人应该怎么来形容呢？Today we'll learn about some words used to describe people, actions, etc. that show poor judgment or little intelligence.
Great. 那今天的所有内容都给大家整理好了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So one of the most commonly used words for this is stupid. 没错，我刚刚呢就用到了这个词哈。I made a stupid mistake. Stupid. S-T-U-P-I-D. 那要注意啊，这里的字母 T 跟在字母的 S 后面会有一个不送气的啊，这么一个发音，我们读成类似于的这个发音哈。Stupid 就是一个很基本的用来形容人很笨呀很傻的这么一个单词。
哎，对，比如有些小男孩小女孩谈恋爱的时候恋爱脑傻到分不清好坏了。 Some people are too stupid to realize what's bad for them.
Yeah, but never lose yourself.
Right.
任何时候都不要失去自己啊。
加一个鸡汤。
对，没错。So don't be so stupid. 不要太傻啊，童话里都是骗人的。那我们刚刚提到的 stupid, in informal situations, if you think someone is extremely stupid, you can say that they are out of their mind.
Yeah, out of mind, 已经到失去理智比较疯狂了 crazy and not reasonable.
Yeah, 比如说工作当中啊犯了一个比较严重的错误的时候，哎，激怒到了老板了，对吧？他可能就会说 What are you doing? Are you out of your mind?
我感觉已经开始后背发凉了。
哎呦，那我像我们刚才提到的啊 crazy 疯狂的，对吧？其实呢也有 stupid 意思，比如说呢买一个大件的东西的时候不加思索，对吧？直接付钱，这是不是疯狂的有点傻呀？Yeah, so you can say you are crazy to buy a house without seeing it.
Wow, I dream to be rich enough to be crazy.
Same here, but wake up. 不要做白日梦了。那其实呢我觉得这个傻傻的有时候也会让人觉得傻得可爱呀，对不
对？
哎，这个时候呢你就有可能会忍不住说上一句 You silly girl or silly boy.
这个表达是带着很宠溺的那种感觉啊。It means that I thought you're very cute, even kind of silly. Silly 也是另外一个用的比较普遍形容人笨啊傻的表达。It was silly of you to go out in the sun without hat. 大夏天的在太阳底下晒着也不戴帽子。哎，你这个小傻瓜啊。
对。那其实这个场景哎，感觉好像也有点可爱哦。所以 silly 基本上呢是可以和 stupid 来互换的。比如说刚才我们说到的 a stupid mistake, 也可以说 a silly mistake, 也是可以的。
那口语当中呢也很经常会用到 silly 啊。比如I was just teasing you. Now stop crying and don't be such a silly billy. 我逗你呢，好了，不要哭了，别傻了。这里的 silly billy 就是直接用来叫别人傻瓜、笨蛋。
哎呀，但有时候这种逗啊，我是觉得还挺招人烦的。Because it's impolite to tease others if they don't enjoy it. 所以真的是要把握好这个分寸感哈。
Yes.Someone often teases others about their weight and appearances, which is really really rude. In a way, I think it's bullying.
Agree. In no way we can accept bullying, especially in the era of internet. It is a really serious problem that the whole society needs to work through.
Exactly. 诶，那我们说回刚刚那个 silly Billy 啊，日常生活当中还是会用得到的，语气亲切一些，尤其是有些幼稚的表达啊。It's a term that's kind of childish.
Yes.哎，那贝贝啊，如果说到笨的话，考你一下，你能想到哪种动物呀？
笨，我觉得听得比较多，大家都会说笨得像头猪吧。
对，那其实呢，英文当中啊，他们会用一种动物和笨来相关联。So we can say silly as a goose. For example, everyone thought I was silly as a goose. 哎，这所有人都觉得我蠢得像只鹅，怎么这么惨呀？
对 ，goose 就是鹅啊。哎，你这么一说，突然我就觉得。大笨鹅确实也挺耳熟的
没错哎，中文当中也有这样对吧 So great minds think alike 全世界都是英雄所见略同
没错那和 stupid 以及 silly 意思相近的呢还有 foolish 这个单词比如说 It was foolish of them to pay so much
哎，这是不是咱们刚说的这人傻钱多
呀 对, 钱多、啊、
对哎，所以呢真的生活当中啊还是要学会讨价还价 Because it's a big thing to learn how to haggle when shopping
对的确生活当中处处需要学习啊 So we need to stay hungry, stay foolish、哦、这也是苹果创始人 Steve Jobs 在斯坦福大学毕业典礼上致辞当中的最后一句话、
啊、哎，没错我也听过 stay hungry stay foolish 那直接翻译呢就是保持饥饿保持愚蠢哈其实我们听到更多的一种翻译呢我们说是求知若饥虚心若愚、哎、我看到很多人的座右铭就是这个
对那其实 foolish 这个单词我们应该并不陌生啊每年的四月一号哎，都跟这个词相关呢
没错四月一号 April Fool's Day 愚人节 so someone would like to play a trick on others
yeah I have been pranked every year. 我就是那个四月的傻瓜啊，总是被整蛊。I remember that one year, my friend wake me up at 3 a.m. or something. And told me that it was already 10 o'clock. When I dressed well in a hurry, she just said, April Fools! But I still feel very happy to be an April Fool. Such a holiday makes a lot of fun of us.
Yeah, right. I believe that all of us like to laugh. And that's why we celebrate and enjoy April Fool's Day.
Right. 生活确实需要一些傻傻的小事去调节一下啊。那最后一个表达教给大家日常当中啊用的比较多的也很可爱。Dumb dumb, D-U-M-B, 但是大家注意最后一个字母 B 是不发音的所以呢也可以直接写成 D-U-M, 那这个表达可以用来形容你那不懂女人心的男朋友哎，带点小俏皮的意思你这个大笨笨 You big dumb dumb、
哦、感觉很有画面感啊突然就看到了一个可爱大男孩呆呆笨笨的样子那说到这个呆呆笨笨的大男孩哎，这个形象在一部美国电影当中就有呈现了那贝贝我们来一个默契大考验哈
、okay.
看你能不能猜到我说的这是哪一部电影、啊、
Well, I guess it's Dumb and Dumber, is it right?
Wow, you can read my mind 没错啊就是阿呆与阿
瓜
哎So I recommend this movie A classic comedy of Jim Carrey's
对是 Jim Carrey 的成名之作了、可以完全放轻松去感受简单的快乐啊那 Dumb 这个词呢它也有哑的沉默的这个意思所以总会让人觉得呢有些木呢、那种呆呆的感觉我们中文当中也有呆若木鸡这样的表达吗
哎对哎那木鸡难不成英文的表达是 dumb as a wooden chicken
that's right wooden 是木质的 wooden table wooden chair 木桌子、木椅子那 dumb as a wooden chicken 就是呆若木鸡啦
哎大家都说的是一样的还其实、好啦那以上呢就是我们今天分享的关于如何描述人笨笨傻傻的表达了当然还是希望我们大家都能够拥有更多的生活智慧、
OK 那我们今天的节目呢就到这里了最后再提醒大家一下今天的所有内容都给大家整理好了文字版的笔记欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记 So thank you so much for listening This is Blair
And this is Leona See you next time
Bye
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。